We're only three games away from the midsummer break in the Women's Premier Division in the Airtricity League, and Galway United, after a six-game unbeaten run, came up short against Piemont last week, but now they take on Shamrock Rovers this Saturday at 5:30 in Talla Stadium. Delighted to be joined by the Galway United manager, Phil Trill. And Phil, I suppose let's call it a thing. You had a good run so far. A hiccup of a result, you'd be hoping to correct that on Saturday.
Yeah, listen, the great thing about this league is that there's always another opportunity to perform. And there's so many games coming thick and fast, and it's great to be able to have another opportunity to go out and play and hopefully rectify and learn from some of those mistakes we made last week.
You were saying there the last couple of times we were talking this, you know, you were just focusing on one result at a time. No doubt you'd be continuing doing the same thing, but like, it was a great run to go on, and I don't mean to talk about it in the past tense, because hopefully you'll get back up going on Saturday as well. But it's still a very, very tight division. We have Piemont on top, but there's five or seven teams competing, including Galway United, and you know, another good result and you're back in the mix.
Yeah, exactly, and that's why it's so good to be involved at this level, because it's also tight, and the standard of the league has improved an awful lot over the last year, you know. So I think it's really, really positive that a good result on Saturday puts us right back in the mix. And then you're, you know, as the table stands, we're only 6 points off the top, but we're also 6 points ahead of the team that is chasing us as well. So, you know, we're in a really, really good position. Last Saturday was exactly the halfway point in the league season. So we're really happy, I suppose, where we've been.
How important is it to have this game against Shamrock Rovers coming straight away, so you don't have to dwell, I suppose, on that result against Piemont?
Yeah, I suppose, hopefully, like, we as staff, and hopefully this transfers to the group, but it has transferred to the group in that, you know, it's not about results for us. And I know it's a mad thing, as most people believe, that it's constantly about results. But for us, it's about performance. So it's a great opportunity for us to get out and get another 90 minutes on Saturday and rectify some of the errors that we had last week. I don't think we were with the game against Piemont, you know, I don't think we were way off them or anything like that. I thought it was, they took their chances, and unfortunately we didn't. And that's football, you know. It's a very tight game. We actually had more possession than Piemont. We had more completed passes than Piemont. You know, so we're in a really good place right now.
Yeah, and I will move on to Shamrock Rovers in a moment, but I was going to ask you about that too, because before Clive Doyle got the first goal before half time, you were creating the majority of the chances. Just unfortunately for Galway, you didn't stick one away, and Piemont did.
Yeah, look, we were we had one cleared off the line in the first half, probably between 15 to 35 minutes. We were much the better team, and then I think at times as well, we just got a bit kind of caught in the emotion of the game at times and tried to force things, whereas we're looking to be really, really calm and aggressive with the ball in possession. And unfortunately, under pressure, sometimes we can make mistakes, and that's understandable. And then, you know, that can lead to errors, and then we created ourselves. And again, we're coming away from the game thinking, you know, we were well in the game. We made some errors that allowed Piemont to get the result. I wouldn't believe for a second that we were outclassed in any way. They just took their chances really well, and that's why they are where they are.
And that's the thing with the league, we get games like that. The first time we spoke this season was before the first meeting with Shamrock Rovers, and of course, they are coming in with a big reputation this year based on their signings. But as you said to me that time, you were going to take them on. You did take them on. You drew 1-1. You can argue you're lucky not to get all 3 points after Jim and McGuinness put Galway in front. But I suppose that performance alone, Phil, helps the confidence boost that your players are currently experiencing.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, like, we are able to compete with any team in the league. You know, when you look at Shamrock Rovers, and they're unbeaten currently within the league structure, we definitely have that potential to play against them to the highest level every weekend. So, you know, I'd be really, really confident again going into this weekend that we're going to go toe-to-toe with anybody, and we're not going to sit off anybody, because I think the talent within the group we have, it would be remiss if we didn't play to their strengths. And our strengths is being progressive and being passionate about what we're doing, and, you know, not fearing anybody.
Yeah, and your team have kind of settled into the 4-2-3-1 formation. Shamrock Rovers probably play something similar too. So again, at the risk of repeating what I said to you the last time we spoke, it promises to be a very entertaining game of football.
Definitely will. And, you know, there's two tremendous squads on show. You know, it's a great opportunity also to play in Tallaght Stadium. You know, obviously it's currently the home of our senior women's international team. And, you know, we would have some players within our squad that would have ambitions of playing in the Irish jersey in that stadium. And we'd have players within our squad that we believe should be given those opportunities. So, you know, it's a great opportunity now for players to go and prove that, you know, they can feature against this Shamrock Rovers team who are, for want of a better term, the Man City or the Chelsea of the league in terms of the way they've spent in the off season. So, you know, it's a great opportunity for us to pit ourselves against them and show them, you know, how united we can be as a club and how united this team are together.
Yeah, we've talked about some of their big names before, and no doubt Onyar Gorman will be raiding down the wing in the game on Saturday. I was looking at their match report there, their victory against the LR Waves last day, 4-3. And Savannah McCarthy's name stood out for me. She seems to have pushed up a little bit. She was a goal scorer that day, and no doubt she's well known by many of yourself and many of these Galway players.
Yeah, Sav was involved in the previous entry in Galway WFC, and obviously, she's gone on to new things now with Shamrock Rovers. First of all, it's great to see her back on the pitch. You know, she had a horrendous injury last year against the LR Waves, actually, for a goal with WFC. So it's great to see someone like her back on the pitch. And she definitely adds quality within the league. But, you know, with Savannah not being involved in her setup, that's also given opportunities for some of our younger players to flourish. And you mentioned Onyar Gorman there, and, you know, it'd be remiss of me not to mention the last time we played Shamrock Rovers, Aideen Costello was outstanding against Onyar Gorman. And this is the level where we are, you know, Aideen's doing her leaving cert, phenomenal young talent from Milltown. And Onyar Gorman has a bucket of senior international caps and tremendous experience. But Aideen stood toe-to-toe to her on the day. And, you know, I think that's the real level of talent we have in Galway, is that we have these young women that can stand toe-to-toe with these experienced professionals, and all we need to do is get behind them and believe them and encourage them.
Yeah, and even Phil, you've said before numerous times on the record, you're back in this squad as well, young squad too, and even as you mentioned, 18 there too. Of course, she wasn't part of the 15 that played last week against Piemont, but it just goes to show the options that you have before selecting the team for the weekend.
Yeah, listen, we have a really big squad. And again, the big thing is that we're all together and that we believe in every member of our squad. And we want to give people opportunities as well, playing at this level. But, you know, they've all deserved to be here. I wouldn't be saying we're carrying anyone. I think we have really, really good options in multiple positions. And I think one of the strengths is that players can play in multiple positions. And we've proven that within games, that we have a diversity of options, definitely in terms of attacking options. We have a diversity of attacking options that we kind of chop and change. We change every week. I don't think we've named the same 11 at all throughout the 10 fixtures in terms of in consecutive weeks. So, you know, it is about everybody within the squad. And as the season goes on, you know, we'll look to the window as well. And that will hopefully strengthen our squad within the window as well and continue to build on a positive platform that's been put in place over the last 10 games.
Just a few questions, Phil, before I let you go. And of course, you mentioned the window. Of course, the league window closes in June for 2 months. But of course, you have the All-Ireland Cup taking place in the middle of that. Do you say, as a management team now, rather than the players, do you have a target you set for the next 3 games? Or is this, as we said already, let's just focus on Shamrock Rovers and see what happens after that?
Yeah, I suppose even on that, I'll be really honest here. We don't actually focus on Shamrock Rovers. So 75% of our week will be focused on us, and then 25% will be on Shamrock Rovers. And we pay the respect and the due diligence that every team deserves. But we're really, really focused on making everybody within the building better and making everybody that's out on that pitch for us better. So we take it literally each session, each game. We do have long-term plans with respective players and their goals and their ambitions and targets for them to set and achieve throughout the season. But we really do look at, you know, can we get 1% better each day? And then we can look at the tactical elements in terms of how we can break Shamrock Rovers down and be effective against them. Once that's done, we look forward to Shelburne then, 3rd of June, home in AMDC Park. So that's the kind of way we move forward, and then we look at the next fixture and the next fixture and the next fixture, and that's the way we are as a team, as staff, as a club.
even taking that 25% in regards looking at the opposition into account, I suppose, just and well, I'm only looking at the last games that both of you played, but obviously Shamrock Rovers did score 4 goals against the Erloor Waves. You got none against Piemont. The challenge is just as difficult. Just you want the players to play progressive and attacking football that they're comfortable with, but will you be trying to tune that defence a bit more leading into the game?
Yeah, I think when you look at our defensive record, I think we're probably third or fourth in the league. You know, I think we're quite strong defensively. I think we've only conceded about 7 or 8 goals. But we only get that by keeping the ball. We only get that by being aggressive in the right areas and winning the ball back. You know, and that's the way, like, attack for me is the best form of defence. And I think, you know, being progressive and keeping the ball, if you keep the ball for 60% of the game, well, for me, then that 60% of the game is the opportunity. The opportunity doesn't arise for the opposition to score. So, you know, I think that's our biggest strength in defensively is actually being brave on the ball and keeping it. And look, again, we have young players in the squad and there will be issues where, unfortunately, they might make the wrong decision at times or their execution might let them down. And we're prepared to stick behind these players and back them and, you know, help them learn from their errors and mistakes and, you know, allow them to feel comfortable in those uncomfortable positions of being progressive on the ball.
Any injury concerns of note, Phil?
At the moment, no. There's no major injury concerns. One or two niggles and knocks, but that's understandable given the stage of the season we are and the workload as to where we are. And again, we have a couple of ladies away doing their exams, and that's really important for them right now. So, you know, we support them 100% with that.